This podcast is sponsored by RPG Sessions, an online role-playing tool for Genesis and Star Wars campaigns. Learn more about their character sheet, virtual game table, and Discord bot at rpgsessions.com.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
Okay, so we're starting back with reset story point pool, and we left off with the park seemingly falling apart and deteriorating around you. You spurred the folks that seem to be held captive here into fleeing. Though, interestingly, you never actually indicated to them that they needed to say that they were leaving the park.
Yeah, I'm still a little confused as to how we landed here.
I think it's because Jordan convinced, I mean, Tarvok convinced Senek.
Correct.
Tarvok
shattered the illusion for some people surrounding him and Senek. And that seemed to have spurred things to the state that they're in effect. Now.
Ah, good. All right, so we're taking the hard way out.
As you sort of push the last people past the vines that were now taking over the buildings and structures here,
We have seen them slowly begin to grow up and cover these.
Correct. It wasn't slow at all. It was a rapid sort of explosion of growth as Dane sort of appears like he's growing out of these vines. And he stares at the lot of you. You. How dare you? You will pay dearly for this. And as he says that, he lifts his hands up, and to either side of him, small groups of these will-o'-wisps appear. Two groups of three, varying colors. You are at medium range from Dane, and the will-o'-wisps, though the will-o'-wisps are each at short range from Dane himself. So we're going to start this off by rolling initiative. I have already rolled initiative for the NPCs. The will-o'-wisps each got one success. Dane got one success and two advantages. Tarvok also adds two successes because his Quicksilver reflexes that he cast are still in effect, as does Mac.
Are we rolling cool or vigilance here?
You're rolling vigilance. Why can I not?
Well, good. I'm much better at vigilance.
There you go, Maya.
Holy!
Oh, I gotta add my two successes.
Return of the Mac.
That's right. Seven successes. That might be better than any initiative.
Don't re-roll anything, Jordan.
Yep.
It doesn't change any of the order. However, I am going to give the tie to the NPCs to break it up a bit.
Sure.
So we've got four PC slots, followed by an NPC slot, the final PC slots, and then two more NPC slots. So who would like to go first?
Do we have our weapons?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the range on the will-o-wisps?
They're essentially all medium range from you.
Everybody's medium. Okay.
Does anybody have something they'd like to do?
Yeah, I want to. I don't have my notes with me. They're at home. What is my power up called?
Your augment.
Augment. For the, yes, I would like to augment, and my creepy bark hands will turn into giant creepy bark covered hands.
Okay, you're going to make an average primal check.
3 successes.
Okay. Your fists harden and
turn into giant clubs, basically.
Yeah.
Nice.
Covered in like giant thorns and vines.
Okay, you still have a maneuver.
We can only move like one range band at a time, right?
It is a maneuver to move from medium to short.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to move forward to short range towards Dane. Letting out a horrific scream as my arms and hands enlarge and deform.
Okay.
Sweet.
Second PC slot.
I will go if no one objects.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to spend a maneuver to aim. I'm going to draw my bow with quick draw. And I'm going to take a shot at Dane.
Okay.
4 successes and 3 advantage.
Ooh, that's a crit.
That is a crit.
Okay, let's see. Move one, discouraging wound. Move one player. So it goes the opposite way. Move a GM point.
Yeah.
We have the power.
How much of that damage did he take?
He took some of it.
Okay.
He took a piece. Oh, damn.
Hey, listen, we're not playing Dungeons and Dragons. I can't remember how much information we have and how much we don't have.
No, I know. I know.
It's also been 87 years since we played this
game. Third PC slot.
I am going to cast a barrier on myself.
Okay. Are you adding anything to it?
I am. Everybody is still engaged with me except for Maya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the targets of my shield have to stay within the within range? No, once I cast it, they're shielded.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't see anything that says it has to be.
All right. I'm going to do additional target and hopefully affect more than just myself. So that makes it an average magic check. And since we got him, well, one success. One success. 2 threats and 1. I didn't affect any additional targets.
You affected one because additional target automatically adds 1 target.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It does. So I'm going to give it to Benny.
And you can use that triumph to affect an additional target if you wanted.
Correct.
That's true. I was hoping for more successes so that it would reduce more damage. But yeah, so then I will give the third one to Ben. No, I already said Ben. Lance. Lance is the other person that I meant.
Okay. I am going to spend your threat.
So note this is threat from magic, so it's extra threat.
As you begin to cast your spell, you have to sort of flip pages kind of quickly, and the page rips. Not out, but your implement is damaged one step.
Oh, I don't like that.
You need mending.
As two pages sort of stick together and you have to force it a bit, and it, you hear.
Oh, well, that's a bother.
You shouldn't be messing around with your book like that, getting the pages stuck together.
Well, after tearing the two pages apart, I will reach down and grab, just basically scoop up some water in a puddle nearby and throw it up into the air. And the drops of water sort of coalesce into this watery sheen that forms around Mac, Benny, and Lance.
Nice.
Okay. Doing anything else on your turn?
I'm going to spend a maneuver to aim at Dane.
Okay. Fourth PC slot.
What's the range again between Dane and I?
Medium.
Medium.
Medium. Medium? All right. So I will move into short.
Your signature spell is built around medium range.
Oh, that's right. I for some reason it's not in the weapon category thing. But I'm casting a different spell. So I'm going to do a divine attack with critical and lightning.
Okay. So that's going to be hard.
Yep. And then my implement reduces by one because it's a divine, like a holy attack, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And I get holy for free.
Yeah. Are you auto firing? Are you increasing the difficulty by one to auto fire?
That would hit the minions, right?
Or you could hit Dane multiple times if you have.
I'll do that.
He's adding lightning, which it gains the auto fire quality.
Right.
Auto fire, you have to add another purple die. That's how auto fire works.
I'll use a story point and I'll use my quick implement thing for a boost.
Okay, I am going to spend a story point back to upgrade. I'm going to pass that die to you.
Okay. Oh my god, really?
Oh.
Two failures. One threat.
One despair. One
despair.
Oh, I spent the point to upgrade and never turned that green into a yellow. I don't think it would have mattered.
Roll a yellow.
Okay, advantage.
Took away the threat.
So it takes away the threat. So it's two failures and a despair.
Yeah.
The spell does not go off. At least not in the way that you had intended.
I'm glad I'm barriered.
Wait,
it only reduces the
damage by one.
So yeah, I turn to him enraged and begin charging at him.
Mac. As you finish casting your spell, a bolt of lightning strikes you in the back.
Ow.
What your damage would be.
Jay, you got hit by lightning again.
Every time.
It wasn't me this time.
It is only 4 damage.
Is that before my reduction?
Correct.
Okay, so that's 3 because damage.
Because it's only the base damage for the spell.
Yeah, he didn't roll a bunch of successes to go with that despair.
All right, so it's 3 damage then after the shield, and my soak is 2, so I take 1 damage.
Yeah.
Ow. What?
Tarvok, you're just so distracted.
Struck by lightning.
By making sure Senek is out of the fray, that as you begin casting the spell, it gets away from you. And instead of the bolt directing itself towards Dane, it sort of zaps off and strikes Mac.
Traces along the energy of the spell Mac just cast.
Yeah.
Mr. Stormborn, please be careful where you're throwing that.
Dane surveys the field in front of him and looks at Maya and says, "Oh no. No. And casts a spell.
Bring it.
Or it's an attack. But snaring thorns. Okay. Thorns whip out all around you, dealing you 5 points of damage to your wounds. That might not even hit your... get past your strength. It gets one past you, so.
It gets one past me, so. I brush off the thorns with my clubby hands.
However.
Oh, no. Does that say ensnare?
As you sort of block them with your hands, the vines wrap around you. And you are immobilized for three rounds.
Oh. Wait, like three full rounds? Or like three rounds from now?
Yeah, three full rounds.
Three full rounds.
Three rounds, not three turns.
Final PC slot.
I believe
Ben is the last one to go.
Yeah. I will move forward. Duck behind some sort of cover to get bonus defense if something moves up and tries to attack me, such as the Will of the Wisps or tries to shoot at me.
Am I the cover?
Yeah.
And quick draw out a melee weapon, a sword.
Okay, so you're just taking two maneuvers?
Yes. I am moving to short range to from Dane and the Will of the Wisps. Ducking behind some cover and drawing a weapon as a free from my talent.
Okay. One of the Will-O-Wisps groupings moves up to you. So you and that group are now engaged. And we're going to go shock. Okay. Are you guys doing anything before I roll this?
It does have my melee defense from my weapon applied, and the cover. Oh, in such a way to.
Yep. Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Four failures and four advantages.
It's actually a really interesting roll.
Yeah, it is.
The Willis. Slammed to the cover that I was hiding behind, just completely destroying it and leaving.
Yeah, you had sort of moved up behind a small, like a short wall that was just fully covered in vines, and this thing just floats forward, these things, and they begin to crackle with electricity as you move closer, or as it moves closer, and it just discharges into the... you know, the cover that you had been behind and just blows it to smithereens.
Oh, come on! I guess better it than me, but...
but come on!
All right, and so...
And that it still has what? Two advantage? Is it two to cancel a...
That is actually three to negate that, so it's still got one. It will... add a boost to the other one's check as these things feed off fear, and there's a momentary pit in your stomach as you thought you were somewhat guarded from these things, but now
And as I see the amount of damage that they can actually do when they hit something, as it just destroys.
Yeah. Yeah.
A solid wall that I was hiding behind, I thought was a decent.
But this one. This one floats up to Maya.
I growl at it.
The lights of these things sort of flare as you react to its approach. However, again, it sort of discharges into a structure next to you and misses you completely. It's got two advantages to spend, so it will. It's going to add a setback die to your next check.
Those are like some really early campaign one rolls.
Oh, actually, I didn't roll a boost die on that. So give me one second.
All advantage.
Yep.
So it's also going to add a boost die to Dane's next check. And we are around to the top of the round. All right. Who's taking the first slot around two?
If there are no objections.
If no one's jumping at it, I can also stab the will-o-wisp that just attacked me.
Go for it. I can go next.
I will quick draw the dagger.
Okay.
And,
I think you should be able to see the name, so just select A for yours.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that that is the one I selected. I selected the first one.
Okay.
So, 6 damage, and I will spend the 3 advantage I got to crit it.
Nice.
So I quickly draw out a dagger from my side and bring it down on the thing.
6 damage. Them, okay. Okay, so that outright kills one. And then you do.
I'm gonna apply a crit. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I mean. The crit.
Okay. Yeah. That outright killed one, and then 6 damage beyond that.
Okay. It only kills the one though.
Okay.
As you sort of jab out, and the little skull that's sort of in this thing, one of the skulls just kind of shatters as. From the force of your blade.
And then I will take a guarded stance.
Okay.
To add a black die to its attack against me.
Okay. Second PC slot.
Everyone okay, Figo?
No.
All right. I'm going to spend first I'm going to spend my maneuver to aim. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to target Dane again with the bow. I am going to spend a story point to upgrade.
Okay. I'm going to spend it right back at you.
That's fine.
Upgrade again.
Okay. Does that turn a green to a yellow or add a green?
Turns a green to a yellow until you have no more greens left, and then it adds a green.
Gotcha. Thank you. This is going to sound very bougie, but I haven't not had 5 in a stat for a long time. Because Doc was great.
Yep.
That changes what I was going to do if you're upgrading back. Okay. I'm going to target his knee, and I'm attempting for a hamstring shot.
Okay. Is that one of the ones that requires strained expenditure?
No. No. Once per round, you can use the talent to perform a ranged combat check. It halves the damage, but immobilizes him. If it's okay. Successful.
Old pork is just hamstrings.
Casserla.
That's Portuguese hamstrings.
Hey, made it. Okay. One success, 3 advantages.
Oh, crit that bitch. Crit that bitch.
So he takes half damage, but is critically injured again. And is immobilized.
He takes no damage, so you cannot crit. His soak takes all of that.
Much damage is that?
4.
8 damage? 4.
No, it's four.
Hmm.
Wait. Yeah, because it was eight, and then it's cut in half, so it's four. Okay. Okay. Does the effect of the hamstring still happen?
Yeah, we'll say that you caught him in such a way that it didn't really hurt him, but he's got a limp a bit now. So how do you want to spend your advantages?
Okay, I'll pass a boost to whoever goes next.
Okay.
And then I will specifically pass a boost to Mac. I think that's all three, right? Because it's one and then two.
Huh? Yep.
There you go.
All right. Third PC slots.
Someone who's not me should go.
Can I do anything to escape?
You just can't move. You can punch what's in front of you, but let's see here. I think you can attempt.
Well, I have a setback, so I don't want to take the next boost die that was passed.
Immobilized can't perform maneuvers.
Yeah.
Which I think also might include the effect of being able to concentrate on a spell. I believe concentrating on a spell might be a maneuver that you perform on your turn.
An immobilized target cannot perform maneuvers. An ensnared target may perform an action to attempt to break the ensnare. It is a hard athletics check.
Okay, I will. You know what? I'll go next and I will take that boost die because I've got a setback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dice boost. I'm going to spend a point to upgrade. Anything else?
Nope. It's a three purple check.
One success, four advantages.
Okay, you sort of flex your muscles, and the sharpened edges of the bark sort of push through the vines, shredding them, breaking you free. So that was your action.
I will say, as I flex my muscles, it's shockingly, like, frightening, but slightly sexy. But you don't know why, but it is.
I know why.
And then I assume you take your maneuver to concentrate on your...
Yes, I am still concentrating on my big hands.
You have four advantages to spend.
I will pass boost die to... who's left to go?
I haven't gone yet, and neither has Tarvok.
Now there's Mr. Stormborn.
Can I pass to someone and a specific person, or
you can pass to the next and then pass to a specific person? Yes,
pass to Tarvok and then pass to the next.
So, yes,
yeah, you pass to both.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
you get a boost die. You get a boost die,
and you spend a maneuver to concentrate.
You have one left.
Yes. Can I recover strain with my last advantage or no?
Sure, you can recover a strain.
Ooh. And I growl at Dane. Like a savage animal.
Third PC slot.
All right.
Fourth,
yes, sorry.
I am going to... Dane is at medium range for me?
Correct.
I'm going to target Dane with an attack spell. I am going to add deadly to it.
Okay, I'm going to spend to upgrade.
Okay.
And you're upgrading once as well because he is an adversary, and you're adding a setback die for his defense.
I am also going to spend a story point and activate two clever by half, which doubles the number of bonus dice in my dice pool.
Okay.
Man, this is a spell, so that's two strain.
Did it draw out any interesting focus from your...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Let's see, I've added deadly, which gives it a critical rating. I pull an iron nail out of my pocket because worked iron is bane to the fae.
And I mean, even if it's not, it's still firing a.
It's shooting a bunch of nails at him, which does add a bonus die, which adds two bonus dice. I think eight bonus dice is the most dice I've ever rolled in a.
No, it's not.
Eight bonus die. This is.
I remember your pulls.
Yeah.
No, there were five yellows like all the time, and definitely. Really?
And then some just like, guaranteed successes from the quality of the weapon, but
right.
Eight blues is a lot of blues.
Yeah.
Eight blues here. Okay. I think that's pretty much everything I can cheese out of this attack roll. Jesus Christ. Two successes and seven advantage.
Okay, what's the
The damage rating is three, so that's five damage.
Okay. It does so damage. Does,
okay, so this is a critical. I'm spending two to activate a critical hit. It is vicious two. Ooh.
Is disoriented.
Never seen that one before.
Does that mean he suffers a setback on all of his checks?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so that was two. I have five advantage left. I'm going to spend one to recover a strain. I'm going to spend two to pass myself a bonus die.
One quick thing. What's the amount needed for a maneuver?
What do you mean?
Isn't one of the things you can do with advantage perform maneuver? Yes, two to perform a free maneuver, so you can spend two to concentrate.
Yep.
On Ooh. Your barrier.
Okay.
You need to... I think you need to roll another setback. Because your weapon's damaged.
You are correct.
Or your implement, rather. Just roll that.
Yep. Shit.
Ooh.
One failure means he doesn't take any damage.
Correct.
All right. So he doesn't get critically hit.
All
right. I'm going to spend two advantage to maneuver and continue concentrating. I am going to spend one to recover strain. That leaves four left. I will.
That may be the single greatest boost setback die ever.
That was really upsetting.
Yep.
Why I need magic arrows, guys.
Two left?
No, I have four left. I've only spent three.
And pass targeted boosts.
Yeah, I will pass one to Tarvok, and I will pass one to Lance.
Is it like Tarvok's got two boost dice?
Two pass boost dice, yes.
Yeah. Hey, at least you didn't fail that check.
Yeah. That would have been very bad. I would have suffered six additional strain for failing that check. And then I'm going to spend my regular maneuver to move behind cover.
Okay.
That's very upsetting.
Jack and a Mac.
I'm rather distraught. Yeah. That was on purpose.
He looks to Maya, who is broken out of the vines. And as he does so, Mac unleashes a spell that, while it doesn't damage him, it certainly gets his attention. It was a bunch of nails being conjured and shot.
Yeah, basically.
Your own personal Jesus.
Oh, no, 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 no. They can't have that.
He is currently immobilized and has one setback from... No, it's...
He does not have the setback. He is not disoriented.
He's just immobilized.
He's immobilized, correct. Yes.
He's immobilized and I'm behind cover, so he does have a setback if he's attacking me.
I'm going to spend a point to upgrade his check. He's got a setback die. The range on this is going to be wrong. Disregard that. Oh, no, it did show up right.
Oh, Jesus.
He reaches a hand out. And a blast of brilliant rainbow-colored energy. What?
Does this do damage?
It does stun.
But it's stun. Is stun damage affected by soak?
Yes.
Yep. It is one strain.
One strain? Oh, well, don't like that.
After all your soak and everything.
He can crit with that triumph or activate disorient.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. He's going to disorient you. Okay. He's going to spend the triumph to disorient you.
All right. For two rounds.
Yep. And he's going to pass a boost die to his friendly ally.
Blast of rainbow energy just across our eyes slams into Mac and leaves sort of. Squinting.
Yes, as it leaves you just a bit dazed, almost, as
some more than a bit
was
looking at Mac.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hamstring is to the end
vomiting.
Of its turn, so it is no longer immobilized after his turn ends. All right. So final PC slot, Tarvok, what you doing?
Are you able to roll my signature spell for me? Cause I do not have it here and I don't remember what it was.
You're going to roll it as an average check. If you want to auto fire, it would be a hard check, but you're going to upgrade it once for his adversary. You got a boost, a setback die, for his defense.
Okay, and spending a story point to upgrade.
Yep. It's also going to be upgraded again. I apologize. With Dane's maneuver. Oh, no,
he doesn't have maneuver.
He's immobilized. Never mind.
Hopefully, I'm going to use pull out a trinket from my bag. It's the shell of a dried up, like, small stingray. Just the carcass of it, and I'll crush it as I cast the spell. Oh my god, all those dice.
Your power is 4, so it's 5, so it does 1.
Woo!
And you have 2 advantages, so you can...
Oh, did the auto fire go off?
I think you can spend your to do it, right?
You can spend those 2 advantages to auto fire.
I will absolutely do that. So, okay, so... I just roll that again, or
nope, yeah. It does the same damage.
It just doubles the damage. Yeah,
gotcha.
Or so a second time for another 1 damage.
Yeah,
yes, zap. Right. Double zap.
You
waste the minor annoyance
as you refocus, and this time 2 bolts of lightning strike out and hit Dane, like, basically, like, on either side of his chest, like, by his shoulders. And he sort of snarls at you as they do so. All right. And were you doing anything with your maneuvers?
I will move. Actually, I would have had to move back medium range for that, right?
Nope. It just, no? Okay. It just, yeah, it's the same, difficulty regardless. So,
okay.
So you can stay in short.
I know with a ranged weapon, you could like aim to get a blue dice. Can you do that with spells too? Or
mm-hmm.
like focus?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You can.
You can pretty much aim with any attack, even melee.
Any type of attack you can aim.
Okay. Yep. I'll do that.
Tyler, I have a question, if I can cut in for a second. When we spend to upgrade, like spend a story point to upgrade our attack, and then you can spend one back as the GM, can we spend one out of turn to upgrade your difficulty?
Yeah, that's why I've been asking you guys if you're going to do that.
Oh.
I tried to ask that a minute ago and my mic was muted. So I missed my opportunity. But now I know, so I know what I can do.
When somebody was being attacked and I said, is anybody modifying it? So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
First Will-O-Wisp's turn. This is the one that is attacking Ben currently.
There's only two of them at the moment.
There are two of them in the group, yes.
And so I
Ben.
Took a guarded stance to apply an additional black.
I am going to spend a point to upgrade their attack. Anybody doing anything to this?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, one success, one advantage. So you take 5 strain damage.
Jeez.
Sort of prepared for another, like, electrical shock that deals a ton of damage, and suddenly I'm just, like, drained emotionally.
Yeah.
Why am I so sad?
That's not a good feeling. Ugh. Is this what it was like on the roller coaster?
And the
I'm glad I missed it.
That seems to amplify the charge of the other one as it passes the boost die with its one advantage. This one is again going to attempt. This group is going to attempt to shock Maya because that's who's right there. One success, so you take 5 strain damage. So you apply your soak to it, which I believe means you take 1 strain.
Yeah. I'm a hardy girl.
And then back around to the top for round 3.
Yeah, so I have been beaten, even though it didn't hurt. I've been restrained briefly, and I'm mad. So because my fists are still massive, I would like to club Dane over the head.
I think he's at short range from you.
Yes, so I run forward. So
okay.
Is that my primal fury strikes? Because I've got the...
Yep.
Yeah.
You could also... oh, wait. Is moving out of engaged, I think, is 2 maneuvers?
It might be 1 to move out of engaged range and then another maneuver to...
Yeah, so... It would take you 2 maneuvers, so you could do it.
Right.
But
now.
You wouldn't be able to concentrate.
You're at short, but you're engaged with that other Will-O-Wisp. So to get away from that and get to him, it's 2 maneuvers, which would cost you your spell concentration. So
never gotten to use my augment. Fine. Concentrating.
You could crush a Will-O-Wisp.
I tried
at the end of this action, so you can move up to Dane and crush him with your
and if you roll enough advantage, you could get a free maneuver.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Maximum 2 maneuvers.
The free maneuver doesn't allow you to exceed the 2 that you normally.
Oh, that does not exceed. Yes. Yes. Good. Good.
Well, I would like so to.
You could roll a triumph.
That is true. I would like.
You could run up and punch.
Beat.
Or you could just punch these things.
Nope. I want to hit Dane.
Yeah.
Okay. So you disengage and then move to engage with Dane. Okay.
Do I still have the augment for this turn?
You do.
You have the augment for this turn.
Okay. Cool.
Don't forget, your archetype ability is Battle Rage, which you can add a setback die to add some damage to the attack.
Oh, that's right. I do have that. Yes, we will do that. So that's
so you're going to add a setback die.
Setback for an additional 2 damage. I am going to upgrade.
Okay. You're going to spend a point to upgrade?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll flip it for you.
What is my difficulty?
Go to the weapons tab, select Dane, select engaged, and select your weapon.
I think you flipped the wrong way. I mean, I don't mind you spending one of yours for her to upgrade.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm okay with this plan. Dane. This is a good plan.
Add dice. What's the up arrow?
It means that's it's upgraded because he's an adversary.
Yeah, it means adding an upgrade.
Oh, it automatically does my difficulty.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the
machines
so
are much smarter than we are.
Yes. RPG sessions.
Yeah, everybody use it. It's fantastic.
Alrighty. Oh. Oh, I am too angry that I cannot even see. Great. I get 2 failures and 5 advantage.
There's another setback die in there, so roll another setback.
Oh. 3 failures and 5 advantage.
You just sort of swing wildly at him in rage.
Yeah, yeah. They swing wildly and he like nimbly just kind of like moves like the wind. No. Just going back and forth.
Miss Brooks, perhaps you don't just stand there windmilling your arms and screaming.
I am not used to how heavy these things are.
So how are you spending your advantages? You got 5.
I will give a boost to the next person. I will give a boost to Mac, and I will heal a strain.
Okay, and your spell ends at the end of your turn.
It does.
Round to the second PC slot of round 3.
I'll just keep the order going, I guess.
If you want to quickly shoot at the one that she just disengaged from that has Noah next to it, Lance.
Yeah, because I'm going to be like downgraded now. So whatever, because she's engaged. I'm going to shoot at the floating lonely will-o-wisp.
I mean, it's not so lonely. I think there's 3 of them.
Yeah. I'm going to spend my maneuver to aim, and I have 2 past. Oh, I have 3 past boost dies. Sweet. No, oh, that didn't work. Let's try it again. You. And you know what? I'm going to voluntarily upgrade the difficulty to use my talent Painful Blow.
Ooh.
Okay. What tier is that?
Tier 1.
Okay.
Yeah, all I have are tier 1s right now. Painful Blow. When your character makes a combat check, you may voluntarily increase the difficulty by 1 to use this talent. If the target suffers 1 or more wounds from the combat check, the target suffers 2 strain each time they perform a maneuver until the end of the encounter.
Holy crap!
Here's an interesting rules interaction.
Okay.
This is a minion group.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot voluntarily suffer strain.
So I think it could be forced to suffer strain, and it sort of applies his wounds.
Right, but let me look at the talent.
I just read it word for word.
Yeah, I know. I just it's sometimes it's easier for me to be looking
at
it.
Might effectively be treated as a bleed effect on a minion group.
Or alternatively, it immobilizes them until the end of the encounter.
No, okay, yeah, you know what? It says suffers 2 strain each time they do it. It doesn't say they have to take 2 strain when they do it, so it just automatically happens. It's not them making taking strain out voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's they made a maneuver, so they have to.
Okay.
Suffer some consequences.
On a minion, yeah. Just so I can put notes for myself, on a minion group, rather than 2 strain, what are we doing? A wound?
No, it doesn't change anything. It's just on minion groups, strain damage goes to wounds.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's a default rule.
Pow. 3 successes, 4 advantage.
Nice.
So that's, yeah.
Hey, how are you spending your advantages?
Wisely.
If you apply a crit effect, it should just remove one of the 3 will-o-wisps.
Right. Yeah, I will do that and pass the boost to the next player because that's only 1, right?
Okay.
Because I don't think 10 damage is going to be enough to remove all 3.
Your arrow slams into 1 and deflects just a little bit and catches another one, and those little skulls just explode. And there is just 1 left floating there. And you're passing a boost dice to the next character.
Whoever's next, yep. And I will shift my gaze back from them toward Dane.
All right. 3rd PC slots, assuming you're done.
Yeah, no, that's everything.
No one minds, I'm going to try and finish up this will-o-wisp group on myself.
Do it up.
Go for it.
Try to stab him with a dagger. Take aim. And pass the boost die from Lance's attack just then. 7 successes, 1 advantage. So 11 damage, and I'll pass the boost die to whoever's
so
next.
So the one you had been
correct
chipping away at.
Okay. Yep. So.
There's still 1 left.
I was going to say, I bet you I was just shy of doing enough damage.
Wait, was there no difficulty on that?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't roll a...
That's so pretty. Just green and blue.
Like, wow, 7 successes. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait.
Oh, I know.
Color scheme.
I forgot to select the button engaged.
Ah.
Expecting just roll your...
Because just it was a melee weapon, I was expecting it to just automatically select it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. just roll your 2. Yeah. All right, so...
So 1 threat and 10 damage instead of 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it still takes out 1. There's 1 left. You're at 1 threat. You'll take a strain as the energy crackling off the one that you sliced through sort of saps you just a little bit.
Okay. And then I'm all set. Because I'm not... Taking a second maneuver. Not with things that deal strain damage.
4th PC slot.
I'll go ahead and take this one. I am going to... Again, target Dane with a... Deadly attack spell.
Okay. I'm going to again spend a point to upgrade this.
Okay.
So it's being upgraded twice, once for my story point, and once for his adversary.
It's actually being upgraded 3 times, because Maya is also in melee combat and engaged with him at the moment.
Correct.
Yep.
All right, well, this will be interesting.
And you've got 1 setback due to his
I'm going to setback defense. From the... Okay, so that's 3 setback total.
Oh, did you spend to upgrade?
No, but I'm gonna.
Yep.
And what are you drawing out to add another blue from your component casting?
Ramen noodles.
No. Iron filings.
Another note, he didn't seem to actually like the look of those.
Pocket sand, except it's not sand, it's iron filings.
Pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
Shasha. See how badly? Badly might be the right word.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hit Kayla with lightning. It's not lightning. All right. Hold on to your butts.
Doing it.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Kayla, I'm so sorry.
Nope.
Failure is 6 advantage and a despair.
2 failure. That's Paige.
That had ripped earlier.
Oh.
Comes clean out of the book.
Oh, that's worse than hitting me.
Oh, no, my book.
Your implement has been damaged 2 steps.
What does that mean?
More time and you're playing with it.
As you go to send a wind of like metal shavings across the open book and it just rips the page and
the paper
goes flying along with the wind that you direct towards.
The difficulty of all checks made with or on this item is increased once. Not upgraded, increased.
Ooh.
Hey, that's in addition to the setback I'm suffering for it being damaged 1 step?
Correct.
Okay.
You get a setback and add a dice.
All right. Well, that's great.
Hey, I found this really cool shotgun over here, Mac. You want to use this?
I found this shotgun buried in the woods.
It's all gooey and stuff.
Yep, that sounds about right. Oh dear. I will spend one to recover a strain. I will spend one to pass to the next. I will spend 2 to pass specifically to Maya. And I will spend 2 to take a free maneuver to maintain concentration. And I will use my regular maneuver to move to short range. And that's everything I got.
Okay. I'm
still disoriented for 1 more round, right? It was disorient 2?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, an NPC slot, and now it's Dane's turn. Okay, first things first. He spends a maneuver.
He doesn't have maneuvers.
No, he has them back. Why? It was only hamstrings only for 1.
It's till the end of his next turn, which is this one.
No, his next turn was the turn he took after you shot him.
You shot him, and then he took his turn after you shot him.
All right.
Remember, it's only a tier 1 talent. He begins counterspelling. Any magic checks? Let's see. I believe it's... we'll double check that here. I believe the range is pretty far. Within medium range of him. Upgrade. All magic checks are upgraded once. For any enemy casters.
Starting very much to not like this.
And he is going to cast an attack spell. He is casting a spell at Maya. He is spending a point to upgrade.
I'll spend a point to upgrade back.
All right.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. Oops. No, that's fine. No, wait.
All right.
Oh.
2 successes.
Oh, no.
2 threats.
No. No,
not
and a triumph.
This is not Maya's game.
No.
Nobody's game.
No, this is better for you guys. Trust me.
Oh, trust you. Okay.
What's it look like?
No, this is no. This could have been so much worse if there were more advantages in there. It's okay. Cluster of vines grabs hold of a piece of the structure nearby and just flings it at Maya, and it hits Maya. He is going to crit you, so I would like you to roll on the crit table. You're going to hit... I can roll it for you. Let's see here. Because I have control. We'll just do it this way. Jesus! That is like...
It was Vicious 3?
Vicious 3.
Again, this is not Maya's game.
Oh, right, you it, oh, you rolled 100!
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God. Her agility.
Oh,
it's 10.
Yeah.
No, I rolled the wrong die.
Her agility.
Another agility.
Wait, is agility something I like?
It.
Gruesome injury. That characteristic, your agility is permanently reduced by 1.
Like forever?
Yes.
Permanently.
What if it's already a 1?
It's at a 2. It's fine.
I think that's bogus. You don't get advantages just because the person has a 1.
As well, I mean, we could just kill the character.
If D&D rolls, if it hits Jerry, you're dead.
No, I'm totally fine with it being agility. It could have been something else. Totally fine.
As I don't know, where do you think this piece of the building hits to cause such a wound?
Hamstring.
Legs. Yeah, my calf.
It's going to do 8 points of damage.
Torn ACL.
6 points of damage. Six wounds.
Well, and then soaked?
I only 2.
That's before soak, yeah.
Yeah.
So you take 2 points of wounds. And he's got 2 threats on.
All my characters take leg injury.
So I think because the wounds are so small that it's probably that it falls and you inhale a bunch of the dust and now your cardio sucks. So your agility is
low. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got coal miners. Maybe. Lung.
Yeah, you got breathing problems now.
However, because of the weirdness with the magic and what he did with the counterspell, all enemy spellcasters are adding a boost die when targeting him for the remainder of the encounter. That's the threat spent. Ooh. It's almost like what he's done has sort of made him a magnet for magical energy.
Fairy fired himself.
Final PC slot. Tarvok, what you doing?
I'm going to do my signature spell again. I will spend a story point to upgrade. Just keep it the same as last time.
You get an additional blue die and an additional black die right at the moment because he did counterspell.
Counterspell upgrades. So it is 2 reds and a purple plus a black.
And then it upgrades again because you're firing into a melee.
Correct.
If you're shooting at Dane.
So it'd be 3 red?
Correct.
3 red. 3 red and a black, and you have a boost.
Ugh. And I will use another... it wasn't a stingray, it was a horseshoe crab. That's the things that dry up on the beach.
Yeah, stingrays don't have shells.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, I... a ton of advantages and some triumphs. Well, one
roll triumph. Another boost die. You left a boost die off there.
Oh, roll one boost.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! I will auto fire. Oh, wait, I can use some of this advantage to crit, right?
Yep.
You can use specifically the triumph too, because without deadly magic spells don't
have
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can use a triumph to crit.
Yep, I will use a triumph to crit, and I will auto fire.
Are you going to auto fire three times?
Yes.
For three extra hits? As can. All right, so... You just kind of plink them. Unfortunately.
One damage each.
Yeah. But then there's a crit in there.
I'll take it.
Ooh, overpower.
We roll that die, fool.
Roll it again.
I love overpowered.
So the same exact roll?
Yep.
Yeah, if you click that pool, it'll auto-populate into there and then just add a boost die.
Sweet. Oh my god.
Man.
Two advantages. Tonight. How are you spending those advantages?
I will add a boost die to the next person.
Recover a strain yourself.
Yeah, you got one less to take a
recover a strain.
Yeah, I'll recreate a strain.
Alright. Energy crackles.
I think he still has one advantage left. He had seven on the first one.
He does. Yep.
So I can name someone to gain a boost?
Yeah, you can recover an additional strain because these are two separate attack rolls.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Each one of these attack rolls, you could have recovered a strain.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah, I'll do that.
Good turn.
Okay. All right. First, the Will-O-Wisps that is adjacent to... that is engaged with Ben.
The single one on me, and then the single one over by the middle of nowhere at the moment.
Yep.
It disappears.
What?
Like, I'm close to death. I'm gonna...
I think I'm just gonna fuck right off.
It just... The light was shut... Was fairly... was like a fairly bright candle. It just wink. The other one.
That have less than two life left because it's going to try and move and then die from the maneuver.
Yeah. It disappears.
Does it disappear or does it shatter?
It disappears first.
Okay.
You can't spend extra maneuvers, so it's not going to... It doesn't die yet. Round to the top of the round. Who's taking the first PC slots?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to... Looking at everyone sort of aiming towards the combat there. And I'm going to suffer two strain to close from medium to... No, wait, I already closed the short, so I'm going to maneuver in and then spend two strain to aim and stab at Dane with melee.
Okay.
To also make myself a potential target for when eventually one of these people with like three red dice rolls despair.
I'm going to spend a point to upgrade.
And this time I'm going to remember to select the engaged range so it adds... The actual, and then you spent to upgrade.
Yep.
One success, one advantage.
Is the sword pierce?
It's a dagger.
It's a dagger. It's got accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a sword in one hand that I'm using to sort of fend.
Okay.
And then I'll recover one strain.
Okay. That sort of scratches at his torso. Second PC slot.
Maya, did you have something?
Yes. I was going to punch Dane in the face with just my normal creepy hands.
Okay.
Just your regular creepy hands, not your magic creepy hands.
Yeah, just my normal magic creepy hands. Punch.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Specifically targeting like the nose area.
Boop him on the snoot.
Snoot. Why do I have a setback?
Because he has defense.
Oh.
Bastard.
I have not landed a punch yet. I'm going to upgrade.
Okay.
A punch. Yes! 3 successes!
Ah!
Punch, punch, punch!
Punch a bunch.
Punch a bunch. I tried to do that thing where you palm the nose so that their nose can get shoved up into their brain.
Did it work, Tyler?
It did.
Yes!
Maya steps forward and winds up and just slams her fist into Dane's face.
Ooh. There's this like sickening crunching noise that like brings a smile to her face.
He sort of staggers back. His body, as he does so, turning to vines and then withering. Eventually, after only a few seconds, withering away to dust. A couple seconds later, there's a flare, and one of the will-o'-wisps dies as it tried to escape.
I would like to point out that I forgot to roll my boost.
I mean, go ahead and roll it, but it wouldn't it have much impact on it. It's a boost, so.
It's a boost. An additional success.
You spit on the ashes.
Yes, I do.
The vines begin to dry up, though they don't wither quite to the same degree as Dane just did.
But clearly there was some magical vitality in them that has...
They wither and die, and you're left standing in this ruined amusement park, hearing wood creak. And after a moment, it reinforces just how bad condition this place is, as you hear something from back in the park area collapse. So what are you guys doing?
I'm spending a player point as I look around and see an old rusted out like cart, like the ones they were pushing around, and go over to it and kick it over. I wanted to do that earlier. I thought we were trying to be kind and avoid trouble. Send it flying across the whole fucking dance floor.
That was a hell of a punch.
Kind of like roll my shoulders, and I'm like undoing my braid, which had gotten like, you know, all wild and crazy. And I'm like redoing my braid, and I give a nod. I'm like, thanks. Felt good.
Right.
I'm going to roll a cool check for recovering strain. Yep.
You guys can make cool or discipline checks as you gather yourselves.
I don't need any.
Is it one strain per success?
Yeah.
Maguire, it looked like something flew from your book there.
We get the hell out of this.
Yeah, we should go.
Before something else collapses, catch back up with those other folk from Jeremy's Hill.
You said Dane was reduced to ashes, Tyler?
Dust is more apt, though it quickly scatters before you're even able to really
gather any.
Yeah.
Nice. You wouldn't want to gather that. I spit on that.
I mean, I could do a lot with your spit. Miss Brooks.
I just give you a look and I turn my back to you.
We should get out of here.
I'm going to start jogging after the direction all the people fled in.
Well, it doesn't take you long to catch up. there are a lot of people, and there's still a bit of disorientation from them, though they are seemingly following the path that they needed to follow. And they're sort of sort of focused on
getting back to Jeremy's home.
Trekking back. Yeah, they don't seem to they acknowledge your presence, but nobody really says anything. They look absolutely exhausted.
Flip my hood up and sort of go about appearing inconspicuous and not drawing attention to myself.
Lance is going to kind of take a moment to reorient himself and try to determine, based on like the position of the sun, what our travel time is going to look like. What kind of check?
It's nighttime.
Well, based on the position of the moon, I guess.
Again, the trek here and the trek back is not going to require a check. At this point, you made checks trying to find your way here. It hasn't been that long since you came this way. So I'm not super worried about you having to find your way back. It's more traveling. Is anybody saying anything to the group as you approach? Senek seems to be sort of towards the middle of the crowd, and it does seem like I gotta double check his name, but it does seem like somebody at the front is sort of trying to lead them.
Steven Jensen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if there's no other fae creatures, like those dogs aren't anywhere around to be seen, or... Oh no, it was the wisp. That's what they were. They were wisps. Never mind.
Yep. You have not seen any. No.
Strange lights off in the distance.
Yeah, I don't really care for anything here. I'm going to catch up to Senek and head back to the town.
Well, yeah, go spread your good news.
Oh, Senek puts their arm around you, though they are fairly quiet. As you all sort of start the trek back. After...
How you doing, Maya? I assume is she's sort of...
Limping.
Has some trouble. Well, I was going to say, what's coordination is agility, as you're having trouble on some of these.
Oh, yeah, Maya's got wounds, so I can heal you.
I would, greatly appreciate any healing you could provide. Do we think he's gone?
Probably not gone in a permanent sense.
You don't think he's gone, do you?
If the stories are to be believed, the fair folk, if they die here, they go back to their world.
I mean,
there might be some specific circumstances that could be arranged.
I think there's equal chances he is gone, because the fact that we're not all dead means he's probably wasn't the strongest example of their folk.
Right. I mean, if he's not gone, it's probably going to be inconvenient for him to return here for a while.
He felt dead under my fist.
I don't doubt that.
What do you think that other thing he was trying to say was when he was introducing himself? You think he's the servant of someone? Maybe he's just a weaker, as the will-o'-wisp were to him, he's to someone else.
It's quite possible.
I thought those creatures were bound by their rules.
They are bound by rules, yes.
We broke none.
I'm not sure if the effect we had on that park wouldn't be considered being inhospitable and contrary to the agreement when when most of us entered that park.
No one was forced to see the truth. There's no trickery used when I talked to Senek. That was their decision.
What did you say?
I spoke the truth to them. I told them that they weren't acting themselves. That our relationship meant more than some ride. And that I have never misled them before. It took convincing, but no trickery or magic was used.
Yeah, but see, you were contradicting Dane's lie that was also the truth. And that's the sort of thing I doubt they like getting pointed out. As I turned towards Mac for confirmation.
It wasn't listed amongst the rules.
For all the flash of that place, those creatures deal in subtleties.
I will say as well, I just went back and looked at the knowledge checks that were made. Mac, you're fairly certain that they tend to bend things, and you know, especially bend words and promises, and simply to their benefit. So, just because you don't believe that something you did was an infraction, they may not see it that way. And in their eyes, it may be that, you know, that was their intent. So that's how it should be enforced. Mm-hmm. It's part of the reason why it's so tricksy to yep. work with them, especially when they're very cagey up front. There are Fae that you can speak to and have some relationship with, and they're not out to maliciously trick you, deceive. But when they are, they'll bend the rules however they think works best for them.
Well, either way, I know you weren't there specifically for Senek, but you have my gratitude for the roles each of you played in rescuing her and them and the others.
After about an hour of walking, you guys are coming to a spot that's a fairly large clearing, and there seems to be a sort of consensus among most people that they're going to stop here and rest.
They're going to stop traveling in the darkness? That's a shitty thing yeah. to do in the middle of a...
Especially when getting a closer look at some of these people, they look like they haven't slept.
Oh, yeah.
In Ooh. More than a day.
It's really starting to hit all of them and they're starting to flag a bit.
However, and this is sort of strikes you all as strange, but especially given what time you believe it was when you arrived, you do see dawn breaking. But if nobody stops, if nobody like tries to force them to into like a forced march, they are stopping.
No, yeah. we should stop and let them rest.
Yeah, I think it's best that we take a rest. We could all
also okay. that divine roll was to heal Maya.
Yeah, how much? For that
So I made it a heal critical, hoping that might restore that permanent thing. I don't know if it'll work. Gave additional...
Removing that crit will not restore the lost agility.
Okay.
And the crit's there until it gets removed.
Level one, and I'm already going down in stats.
Well,
it's crazy.
Well, I tried, but you heal two anyway.
I heal two. Okay.
Well, you if you're rolling to remove the crit needs to be removed, otherwise she'll still suffer worse crits if she's crit in the future.
Yeah, and I removed the crit. So.
So here's the thing. If you're trying to remove the crit, this was something that I implemented in the last game. If I had realized that you were going to do this, I would have pointed it out. The difficulty on that heal check, or on that divine check, cannot be lower than the difficulty of the crit to heal the crit with magic.
So it would just be one additional purple.
You do need to roll an additional purple.
Oh my god.
I'm just going to bring those wounds right
back up. If I'd known that, I would have rolled a story point.
Thanks, Tarvok. It's the thought that counts. Maybe some sleep will help me out.
People of Jeremy's Hill, though they all express their gratitude, they are fairly short, though not necessarily rude with you. And fairly quickly, all of them have sort of fallen into a bit of a restful sleep. And if you allow them, they rest until 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. When some of them begin stirring. So what are you guys doing in that intervening time?
I'm going to see to Senek and the others and see if anyone's in need of aid or if there's anything I can help with reducing the fatigue or any kind of...
Nobody appears to be hurt.
Yeah, but they've been having the fear sucked out of them, so... Like, I imagine there might be some kind of either emotional or psychological distress from that.
They just seem exhausted. There doesn't seem to be any... though they're... the first few that seem to awaken... The first few that awaken... sort of grumbling about being hungry, there's some mention of it before they even bed down. So what are you guys going? Is anybody doing anything else during the time that they're laying down?
Fletching more arrows.
Okay. Rubbing my calf.
How can I fix my book?
It's going to require time.
Okay.
Probably a better place in the middle of the woods, too.
Yeah, well, time and materials.
I'm going to... Lance, you're good in the woods. You want to help me try and hunt something up to ingratiate ourselves to... Mac and I are here on business. It'd be nice to add some more goodwill.
Certainly. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay. Why don't you guys go ahead and give me a survival check? I'm going to call it hard. I'm going to put 2 setback on it because this is a pretty large group.
I have a yellow and 2 green. What does Ben have?
A yellow and 3 green.
Okay. Well, you got it then.
Right, so you're rolling with a boost.
You said two setback and hard?
Yep.
Three success, two threat.
Okay.
I don't know if some of the threat, maybe finally the person I've been trying to avoid catches sight of me. Because I'm preparing
yeah. food. You guys actually, with three successes, between the two of you, you tracked down and fell a very large deer, like one of those abnormally large deer, and managed to kill it and drag it back. But as you're doing so, what's his name?
Hanging to sort of field dress it.
Steven Jensen.
Nope.
The name we're looking for, Blake.
Yes. Blake sort of steps out of the crowd as the two of you are beginning to dress it and says, Ben, is that you? But just as that happens, there is a a hooting shriek, and you all look up to see two. I'd wager you've all seen these before. They're used by advanced scouts of the primarily of the military. There aren't many in private hands, but they are large, bear-like creatures with the heads of and wings of owls. And two of them begin to circle and land, while another flies off back towards Jeremy's Hill.
Wait, these are owl bears that can actually fly?
Yes, you guys as players have encountered these before. But as these two land, a man and a woman dressed in military garb sort of dismount and begin to make their way towards Steven Jensen, who is actually standing at this point with a woman. Actually, with two women. One is his wife, the other... you're not quite sure. Actually, Lance, you've probably seen her before. That's the sheriff. But that's where we're going to end it.
Ooh.
They're not like charging in. They've stepped forward off their mounts and are approaching
They come in and mow down the people.
While you folks just stand there watching.
As I turn towards Blake, oh, good. Yes, it is me. Why don't you come do some honest work like you like and help us dress this deer?
What Comes After is a Genesis actual play podcast presented by Tabletop Tales in a custom setting created by me, your host and game master, Tyler O'Neill. It uses a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system created by Edge Studio and pulls content and features from the campaign settings Realms of Terranoth and Keyforge Secrets of the Crucible, also published by Edge Studios. Follow us on Twitter at What Comes After _. Find us on Facebook by searching Tabletop Tales, and be sure to leave a rating or review on the podcast app of your choice. It really helps us get noticed.